they would take an MMO whiskey keg. It'd be 5 gallons, 10 gallons, 20 gallons. And they shipped a lot of pickles and stuff in them too. Later on.
Did people have a name for those metal rings that went around the barrel?
Yes, the hook. It was made out of steel. And a little bat for before they were cut up, was called steel. And then they were called,
Did children ever take those hoops off and play with them?
Yes. I've rolled one many a mile.
You did yourself?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Did you knock it with a stick or something?
Yeah. And then them bigger barrel staves, a barrel would tear up, and we'd take them pieces of barrel hoop and make us a sled out of them. They're crooked. Yeah. 4 or 5 of them, and they would get up and make us a sled. On those pine straw here, and go down there flying. Throw it back up and down again. I have hauled them staves. They split them. They hewed them out, split them, stacked them in the swamp. We hauled them out to the railroad, make them barrels out of white oak, red oak.
You mentioned whiskey keg a minute ago. Did people around here ever make their own whiskey?
Oh, there's lots of whiskey made in this country. And my daddy didn't fool with it. But yes, they made lots of whiskey here. Just above us up there, a man Lou Allen Irby. He was a bootlegger. Made good whiskey.
And this was the kind they made out in the woods and steel.
Right.
It was illegal, I guess.
Yeah. It was.
What did they call that stuff?
Well, different. They call it shinny. Rotten good.
Yeah. That doesn't sound too good.
No.
Did you ever hear people get lead poisoning or anything?
Yeah.
From that stuff?
Yeah, well, that was called, they get that out of the pipe. I drank a good bit of them down there. Whiskey, it would kill fish.
Is that right?
Yeah. He had a good copper steel. And he was a good fellow. But he would make, they broke him up. Oh, there's a lot of them made it. Them these niggas make it cheaper. They get old radiators and things used for